Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the UAW Factory Whistle Show with Donnie C., Dick, Scott, and Jeff. They talk about union workers' opinions, concerns, and questions. Call in and join the conversation at 347-324-3752.
Well, we're going to have to change that. It's just Scott and I. How are you doing, Scott?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
pushing the envelope a little close there, buddy.
Yeah. I just got in walking the neighbor out. Been doing wood the last day and a half, cutting and putting back in. Anyway.
Unless Santa Claus comes, I expect you on the show at 7. Let's get that straight.
Okay. All right.
Excuse me, I have a bad cold.
Ain't good.
That's why you do most of the talking.
That's fine, too.
So, what is going on in your life? What's going on in the truck plant? I went by the truck plant yesterday. Wow. Every time I it's just unbelievable. That paint job.
They hung the last piece of steel this week, I guess. So now it's all finishing now. You know, electrical heat and all that stuff. But I guess the frame is all done now. But what is new is we got these out this week. And what it is they're proposed resolutions for the 2015 bargaining convention. The resolutions that you want changed on the contract. You can pick them over at the union hall if you want, or you can get one from the work center or from your committee man. You fill these out. You tell them what your subject of the resolution is and be it resolved and how you want to do that, and you can turn that into the work center or your committee man, or you can drop it all over to the union hall. They'll be glad to take it.
Right.
And my recommendations, I think we touched on it last week a little bit, my recommendations are some people need to write one that get our cost of living back. That would be an important one. Another one would be that we get a pay raise that we haven't had since 2003. Another very important one. I would hope people would be writing this one also. You can write as many as you want, by the way. But I would hope that we would end Tier 2 and go back to conventional wages like we had prior to 2009. Or we could go, just say, to the extent of the 2007 agreement, 2009, because that's when they opened up our contract because the bankruptcy and took our cost of living away. Yeah, so you remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
There are some very important things that we all need to do, and this isn't just for General Motors. I've seen Ford's put them out there. They've posted them on some of the other Facebook pages that we need to write some resolutions. By all means, if you're a dues-paying member, you need to go out and write a resolution. And if we get enough of these resolutions put out, such as, like I said, the cost of living, wages, N2 tier, I would also recommend that we would get a resolution that for you retirees, that you guys get your Christmas bonus back. You know, there's some things there that you want to think about when you write these resolutions up and what's important. I know somebody who's already written one up and turned it in, and it's to uncap the pensions.
That's
you know
nice.
What I mean by uncapping them, right?
Yes, I do. Right.
Okay. Hey, well, those who are out there listening, go ahead.
People must know, so go ahead and explain that.
The people who don't understand what they do when they cap that off is people don't realize, as Mr. Danden had said in the past, you voted on that in your last national contract. People who voted yes over, I guess they had majority nationwide in the national contracts passed, and what happened was you capped your pension so that you didn't accrue any more time after 30 years. I would think that somebody like yourself who had over 30 years, I believe is it $50 a month for every year of service after 30?
50 or 58, 50, somewhere in there, yeah. It's 50 or
okay.
Little, I don't know exactly.
Now, there are some who were grandfathered in that, but there was a break point on that where that
yeah,
stopped.
That's true.
And I think that would be, you know, something that somebody might want to write a resolution on. Like I said, to get the Christmas bonus back for you retirees. That used to be, what, $750 just before Christmas, wasn't it? Retirees got?
Yeah. Well, hold on. I wasn't a retiree.
No, you wasn't. I know.
Okay,
but I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
It was. I believe.
So, well, I mean, there's some things out there that need to be addressed, and this is your opportunity to do something. But understand that when they get together at the Union Hall and they look for some of these, a lot of them won't go any further than the Union Hall. Some of them will get transferred over to the new Region 1D. And then from Region 1D, they'll figure out which ones that they want to pass on down to Detroit, down to Solidarity House. And then they'll figure out which ones of those they'll want to maybe bargain for. I would hope that they would bargain for all the things we just talked about. But realistically, I'm not holding my breath, and I hope nobody else is holding their breath on it either. I think they're in their own little world, and they're not real concerned about us anymore.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think Teresa Dodge had put up, Teresa had put a great article on on workers' workplaces and unions. And it was, I'm looking at it right now, matter of fact, does anybody remember the decision earlier this year? It was called Harris versus Quinn. And she put an excellent article up in there.
Yeah, just a good article.
Yes. And then and then she put another one up there that really sparked my interest was this new Volkswagen model, is it called Minority Unionism?
And yeah.
I thought, what do you think about that? You know, because she talked about that, about the paradigm shift from majority rule to members only. And, you know, on the representation, she also put that article up. And that was from the Blue, and it's called The Blue Eagle Has Landed, The Paradigm Shift from Majority Rule to Members-Only Representation from Workforce Freedom Initiative. And that was a good article, too. I'd recommend people might want to read in that a little bit, you know. It's not looking good for us. I don't have a real easy feeling in my stomach with this contract coming up next year. There are just too many big issues at once. And I'm afraid that they're not going to address any of them, or if they get one, they'll throw the other ones away. So it's really important that people write these resolutions, whether you're at Ford or Chrysler or General Motors.
Right.
And if we get enough of these people all saying the same thing, maybe we'll, maybe they'll get the clue that this is what we want done. It is our union, but reality-wise, I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm just saying that. That's my opinion, but I would love to be proven wrong on that.
Yeah, I'm looking. There's a tape. I'm trying to find it because I don't want to mislead. It might be on another website. The Ford. They got a lawyer. Kind of got lied to, believe it or not.
No.
I think it's on the, I'll find it, and I'll try to, it's on tape, you can watch it, and God, I can't think of the lady's name now, you know it, she wrote a book, Dick knows her.
Pat Myers?
Pat Myers was there. And some workers were also there. And they kind of got screwed over. They got lied to by their union and Ford. If I only got to listen to a little bit of it, so I don't want to go too deep into it because I don't want to tell you a lie.
Sure.
But I'll find it. Doggone it. You just
okay.
Keep doing what you do. Good talk.
Well, I just like I said, it's been a different week. I took a day off for my birthday, and then we had Friday off. And like I said, we got to go ahead and had the opportunity to get some wood at a real good buy. So I had to go help cut and split and get that moved around, and in the meantime I'm trying to keep an eye peeled on what's going on the outside here, and it's almost disappointing. The articles we're starting to read from the outside and how it's affecting us now in the unions. The union workers and some of the things that they're trying to do to us and what they're wanting to do. And last week they started tearing down the old local 1292, which was the union hall for the Grand Blanc.
Grand Blanc.
Center, which became Grand Blanc. Yeah, everybody that knows about it would refer to it as the tank plant.
That's where my dad worked. And the noisiest plant I've ever been in my life. You've never been into that. I don't even know how you come out hearing anything.
Where are your earplugs?
Well, yeah, but it went right through those earplugs we had back. That's back when I was a, early 20s.
A young man.
Yeah, I had black hair.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
Those things ran on steam?
they had overhead out there.
There's going to be, I saw this article, which reminded me of our plant. It looks like we're going to have 1 week extended holiday vacation the first week of January.
Yeah.
I'll get that more finalized and make that more official and tell you exactly if that's what we're hearing, if that's what's going to happen. I haven't seen an official on that yet. But General Motors is going to reduce its shift in the Lansing Grand River plant in January. The second shift is going to be shut down. This will result in 350 workers being laid off until production of the next generation Camaro begins. The start date for production of the new Camaro is unknown at this time. So that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Right. We're always scared whatever happens. Wherever we're working, we hear a layoff. That concerns us in light of the new demise that General Motors has found themselves in. And now they've got themselves in another pickle. Since talking to you last week, I believe it was November 11th. It's been Tuesday. It came out that GM had secretly ordered replacement ignition switches 2 months before issuing the recalls. And a lawyer found this out, and the Wall Street Journal also reported on it. They put an urgent order in for 500,000 replacement ignition switches 2 months before opening a recall. So this is serious stuff. This doesn't really help their image much. It shows like you're trying to hide something now. I mean, that's the way I'm reading it. I don't know how you'd read it, but
It does sound like we know this is coming, so it's get prepared to replace. But don't
right.
tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. You might get lucky.
Right. Put a service notice out, and if somebody comes in and talking about having issues with their ignition switch, if it's on this model in this year and this year, go ahead and just switch that out and tell them sorry for your inconvenience and send them on their way.
Now, you told me last week, a friend of yours or somebody you know took their vehicle in, and all they did was cut a new key with a little hole.
No. They took the existing key and where the hole is for the, for the hole at the top of the key. They had an insert that snapped in there. So all you had was this little tiny little circle in that. Instead of it being a quarter of a moon opening, all you had was this little hole.
And that's the solution.
That was that fix on that vehicle, I guess. I would thought that you would have, taken the ignition part out and switch what you needed to switch in the ignition or replace it.
Yeah, you would think that it's probably easier just to snap in a insert.
And they're offering $25 gift certificate for you to go get your car fixed on these ignition recalls. They really want you to come in and get these things fixed. And to do that, they want to give you $25 gift certificate to come in and get them fixed. Probably because they're afraid you're going to get sued even more. I don't know. And the things are going on down in Tennessee. They're still pushing forward on that whole thing with Volkswagen. And they're going to try to... I believe there are other unions down there right now at Volkswagen. I don't know. I'm trying to remember how Dick kind of explained that to everybody, that if somebody else came in there and was trying to organize, that Volkswagen didn't have to wait that year. And I think that's what's happening right now. So they think the UAW thinks that it can get union recognition at the Volkswagen plant soon. And they're going to do that, I believe, by saying they have enough cards to go in and do this without having to have the people vote on it again. I'm not sure exactly how that all worked out. It wasn't very nice. I know somebody had made a comment on that. The union had sent a letter to its voluntary local members saying that it's our understanding that Volkswagen this week will announce a new policy in Chattanooga that will lead to the recognition of Local 42, although Volkswagen has not yet announced anything on the matter so far. If the UAW gets as much desired recognition, it would be a premier, the first foreign-owned auto assembly facility to get the union bargain power.
That Chattanooga 42, Local 42.
Right.
I'm sorry, I just can't understand it.
And then Ford has got some problems there, too. They have some workers that are upset with the union over how some of the workers are being treated. And some allegations have come out about I believe, sexual misconduct, maybe? Maybe that's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to see how that plays out. Something that kind of, it bothered me personally this last week. I don't know if you caught it or not. I did put it up on Workers' Workplace Union. And there's this gentleman down in Nissan who is a veteran, and he'd been diagnosed with readjustment disorder with PTSD symptoms. And he works at the Nissan plant in Canton, Mississippi. Excuse me. And he believes that they should be organized, and they've literally went headhunting after this fellow. They really have done some nasty things, Nissan has, to this gentleman. For his own right to want to organize there, he has that right. And they went after him, they've been disciplining him, and it's nasty. But I just thought that the vehicle in which they used to make this message, I thought was wrong. I believe Tuesday was Veterans Day. And they did this on Veterans Day with this veteran, and I thought they could have waited a day or broke it on Monday. And I feel that it's bad that, you know, we need to understand people's misfortunes right now, but don't use their misfortunes to help your own personal self out or to help the cause out. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was classless, I guess, is my own personal opinion. I thought it was classless. I could be wrong, but this gentleman is going through some hard times for real, and he has served our country, and he is trying to do what he needs to do, and he's trying to get some involvement to try to get Nissan organized down there in Mississippi, which is, you know, that's a rough place to get. Anywhere down south is a rough place to get organized, and the corporation that he works for, they're headhunting him, and they're doing it on purpose. Okay, we know how that game gets played down there. And, I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm just saying, you know, the article's up on Workers' Workplace Union. If you guys want to go there and read that, you know, on the Facebook page and read that article, I just thought they could have done it the day before or the day after. That's just my opinion.
Well, they just didn't care, you know, they don't care.
Right.
Let me welcome the guests. We got some guests. Ed Miss Jean is in the chat room. T-Bones is in the chat room. Thundercracker, for the sixth time. You kept logging in and out. Hello, Thundercracker. And Miss Cindy is in the chat. So, and we got people in the switchboard. If you would like to share a comment or something, press 1 on your keypad, and I will get you on as soon as I can.
Oh, absolutely. Call on. We'd love to hear from you. Love to have a conversation.
They've already called in, Scott.
Hit your button on number 1 on your keypad so we can talk to you. And what I meant was, excuse me, or if you're logged in on the blog, you can type in the question there too if you want. There's a couple of different avenues of communicating with people.
That's true. Or you can listen to, I believe you can listen to the show on
Workers, Workplaces, and Unions.
Yeah, but I'm on the wrong thing.
Your gracious wife posted that on there tonight. Thank you.
Yeah. Now we're off.
But other than that, there's just so much stuff that's going on around us that we have to be paying attention to. With the demise that General Motors has put themselves into, with these recalls, you're trying to launch new products that some of these products people don't want, evidently, because some of the car sales have kind of paid attention to how the UAW, like we talked about last week, how they're going to handle Tier 2. We can really hope that they didn't handle it. They're not going to handle like they did at Lear. Because then you actually put people farther behind than what they were before they started out. And that's not the job of the union.
No. We did a fast one.
Pardon?
The union down there and they just pulled a fast one. That's what they did.
Yeah.
People right over. But they got that.
I think somebody had been on Workers for Places and News talking about that, and I think I called that the old bait and switch.
That's exactly what you called.
And we've got a lot on the line coming up in less than a year. And like I said, these resolutions are important that get these out there, that these locals understand how important and how dear and near these things are to our heart. Like I said, there's this cost of living. There's the Christmas bonus back for the retirees, by all means. I'm sure somebody will get really creative on some language for a resolution for your guys' health care costs that seems to keep rising through the VEBA. With you being married, you have to pay extra every month, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I have. And they don't cover. They do not cover. Not. I don't know how many the prescriptions I take. I take 2 that they don't cover, so I have to pay full price, and. Yeah, before you retire, you should find out what VEBA covers. Because you might
right.
be on some kind of medication, or your wife that she has to have or you have to have, and it might not be covered. And it's very expensive.
Exactly. And by the way, the contract that they negotiate themselves inside Solidarity House, they're covered.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if you knew that or not. They're covered. And these guys have all gotten a pay raise. They're one of these presidents have gotten a pay raise. And we haven't seen a raise. And the leadership down at Solidarity House has not only gotten raises, they've increased our dues.
They have raised their dues. I mean, their wage here.
The president, I believe, now makes over $140,000 a year. That's his base salary. Gettelfinger got managed to get himself two raises. King got two raises, and they raised it coming in for the president, the new president.
Well,
he
we don't want
to make more net.
Dennis Williams up, you know, we got to keep with it. Isn't that amazing? Freaking amazing. And we can,
the leadership can get themselves raises while the membership who pays their salaries doesn't get anything.
Yeah, and the perks they get.
Well, that's okay. We're different.
Yeah,
we're different.
I'm sure there's some good people at work down there. Really care. I believe Dick Danjen was one of them. He might be the last one. I don't know.
Right.
Worked his tail off. He earned every dime he got. I don't know what he gets, but he earned every dime of it. But gosh, we can't get a raise, and I figured we can't get a raise. They can't get a raise. I guess I'm on the wrong side of the track.
Well, you'd think that. That didn't happen. You know, I'm just saying, and I know it's stressful. I know they have a lot on their plate and everything, but it all comes back down to what is the sole purpose of this union? What is the directive that you're supposed to follow? Taking care of yourself, it's taking care of the membership first. You know, Dick Gaines said there was two reasons that people, you know, ran for an office. And it was either, you know, for the power and the money or for the honor and the privilege to serve the people.
Right.
So when you give yourself raises, when everybody else is going without, and you're doing a bait and switch down at the Lear plant saying you took care of Tier 2 down there, I think people can see pretty clear through all that smoke that it's not for the honor and the privilege to serve the people. It appears as though they're taking care of themselves at Solidarity House instead of the membership. Just another opinion. I guess that's the time. I've time seen it, and I haven't seen anything to reverse that yet. Little trinkets and little oddball tidbit things here and there. They don't get it. Sorry. I've been losing too much. All of us have been losing too much in the last 20 years out of these contracts or longer. It's time to get a lot of the stuff that we've got coming back to us, get it back. That's your job, to get the stuff that we've lost over the last, to get everything back that we've lost in the last 30 years. There you go. I should just write a blanket resolution. I want everything back that we've lost since 1987 contract, or the 84 contract. I want everything back since 1984 contract. Everything you've given away, every dime, every penny, every nickel, every vacation, every holiday, I want it all back. How's that for resolution?
That's a good resolution. I agree. I agree. It's not going to happen, but I agree.
Right. I want to yell, there's another resolution. I resolve that we do away with profit sharing and restore our annual wage agreement.
And I think they should, the UAW should ban paying or stopping the bonuses for voting yes on a contract. I think they should nail and void that.
What would the reason be behind that besides the incentive for people to vote on a bad contract?
That's right. That's exactly what it amounts to, but it's screwing the people that vote yes and they don't understand that. So I
no more bonuses.
We're voting yes. And I don't know if they can do that, but
how about if he has a good contract, you wouldn't have to put a big signing bonus out there. You wouldn't put a signing bonus at all. You're just going to increase my annual wage to the equivalent of $10,000 a year for the next 4 years. There. I'd probably vote on that contract. I don't know about you, but, you know.
No, I wouldn't, because I can't. I'm retired.
Can't.
But I would vote for that if I was in there.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, there's some important things. You know, there's a lot of things that we've lost. And what we're doing is we're actually going backwards instead of forwards. And all you have to do is look at your paycheck, look at your calendar days that you have off contractually, look at the calendar and see those, and go back to one of the older contracts that some of us still have, and look at some of those. And look at the days you had off. And, you know, we used to get a four-day holiday on over Easter. We don't no more. We used to get a four-day on, you know, on Memorial Day and Labor Day. Well, we don't no more. So they can't afford to do that. But, you know, we got record profits, but we can't afford to do that. You know, we can't afford to pay you guys a raise. We can't afford to hire these Tier 2 and abolish that and bring them all up so that we're all equal in pay. Another thing it is, you know, the temporaries we got in the plant. Either cut them loose or hire them. It's enough's enough. These people have been in these plants now for going on another year again straight. Hire them. You know, it used to be you get your 90 days and you got hired. And I think there's language in the contract that said that these temporaries, once they get over 100 days, they're supposed to be hired. Why aren't we getting hired? You know, that's our shop chairman needs to step up and say something about that to the plant manager, you know, and needs to say something to Region 1D, and I hope Solidarity House listens to that. These temporaries need to be hired. We've got open jobs on the floor. But, of course, you don't know. They're in the midst right now. Management's trying to make another cut in the manpower. As Mr. Danzig used to say, they're harvesting the workforce again. And they're trying to find places to cut jobs.
How in the hell can they even run that plant the way I remember working when I was working. It wasn't long ago I retired. But sometimes they couldn't get the line started. How in the hell are they going to cut?
I don't know. I know they're trying to cut down in material.
I'm talking about sick leave.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, there's people who are on sick leave. There's people who are being hurt doing their jobs in all these facilities. And, you know, not just in the big three, any of these represented shops. There's people who are they're damaging their bodies. You know, I think they would fall under ergonomics or health and safety, and people are being hurt doing their job, making the products for these corporations, and some of these people go out on sick leave. Some of them go out on workman's comp, which, by the way, they fight tooth and nail. They've changed the laws. They've changed the loopholes. They've changed the guidelines in which certain people can even file for FMLA, the Family Medical Leave Act.
Right.
And now you have to call into Sedgwick to use one of your days for your FMLA. You have to call into Sedgwick, into the plant.
And the plant. Got to do both.
You know, they've tightened that down in such a way because instead of addressing the individuals who are possibly abusing the system, I'm going to say. I guess that's the word I'm going to guess I'll stick with.
You know her nice.
Using it you're right. Yeah. Using it inappropriately. What happens is instead of, you know, dealing with that issue, you're just going to deal with everybody, the whole system as a whole. And that's not fair. Truly are using this for what it's designed to do. You know, somebody's got a sick mom or a dad or a wife maybe or a very close relative who's going through cancer, and they need to help them to get to different places and stuff instead of just saying, well, I don't feel like going to work today. And I think that's something that's going to probably get, I would imagine it's going to be getting addressed sometime next year. They're gonna probably tweak that at the government level.
I'll tell you right now, I have no respect for somebody that used that benefit so they can go out and get drunk and call in the next day and use that program. That I don't respect any of those people.
Right.
Zero.
And
they're screwing it up to people that we know, you and I know, T-Bone knows the same people. I'm telling you, they are, some of them shouldn't even be working, actually, but they have to screw them up. And it's all because some dumbass out there that, oh, I'm going to go out tonight. I'm not going to work. I want to get a 3-day holiday or a 4-day holiday.
Yep. Which actually does more damage to the active worker right now, because what happens is, had they known that the individual was going to be here, they might have been able to get off-shift coverage for that job. Somebody could have got overtime out of that. It's you know, it's different if they know you're not going to be there. But you're right. There are people who abuse the system. There are people who abuse sick leave. There are people who abuse, you know, all sorts of benefits that are out there that abuse it. And I'm just saying, you know, address those individuals instead of as a group of a whole people. It's a great service for people who need it.
You're right. But anytime we get a nice benefit that would help people, this is what happens.
Right. So anyway, the temporaries. Get back where I was at. Yeah, get rid of the temporaries. Either hire them or let them go. Because you know as well as I do, you're not going to run very well at all. There's open jobs. Trying to cut the workforce down, why don't you figure out how to run your plants? You know, why don't you try to spend all this energy and this money instead of trying to harvest out the workforce? Why don't you guys try to figure out how you get quality parts so we can build the world's best vehicles again? Just a thought,
quality,
you know.
Quality parts, right. Instead of getting somebody's basement.
Well, you know, that's the other thing. You know, they really ruin some relationships with the first and second and sometimes the third-tier suppliers going through the bankruptcy. And when you start making all this record money, instead of coming back out and trying to mend the relationships with your suppliers, the first tier suppliers would be considered a premier supplier. They're going to probably offer you a premium part or just a better part, or if not the best part out there to put on your vehicle. Yeah. And of course, like I said, second tier would be the one right below them. They offer a good product. It may not be exactly perfectly the best, but it's a good product. and the tiers, as the tiers goes down, so does the quality of the product. And General Motors has put themselves in a position to where they're doing business with 3rd, 4th, and 5th tier suppliers. I don't know about you, but I would probably try to mend that relationship so that I could get better parts back in, because I would believe the consumer deserves that. I'm not gonna say that's an opinion. That's the truth. So nobody can really argue that with me.
I don't.
You know, if you're going to argue with me, I just, all I got to do is point back to recalls. Really?
Yeah. The recalls, and now you know, people know now we're all getting recalls. Not just General Motors. It's Ford, Chrysler, Honda.
Yep.
And it,
yep.
We were just the top of the list. The rest followed suit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Somewhere that they never really had to go. There was no need to go there at all. And the thing that gets me is why this whole thing is going on. With all this recall and all this stuff, you don't hear one single note out of Solidarity House saying that it's not the workers' fault. They had nothing to do with this. Nothing. Here we have a new leadership crew at Solidarity House who is just as silent as the last two leaders. And
yeah.
So,
yeah,
Had
an article out last week. He wants to get closer to the workforce, but that's a bunch of bull, too. He could have came out and said, hey, it's not the workers' fault that where in the hell they get their parts aren't working. It's not the employees' fault that none of them did.
Right. What was it the Godfather used to say? If your friend's close, it's keep your enemies closer, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've been used and abused now for the better part of 20 years, and it just seems like not only is the corporation abusing us now, I think it's come down to the organization that's taking money from us every month, that we give to them every month, that they're starting to abuse us with that too. So, like I said, get out there, write some resolutions, and demand that you know where these resolutions went and why. And, you know, you'll have a lot of these, like ours has to be in by Wednesday, December 3rd, I believe. December 7th,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Get them in.
Get them in as soon as possible. And get them in. And then that following union meeting that you go to, that you'll need to go to, I know sometimes it's an inconvenience, go to that following month's union meeting and find out what they're talking about with your resolutions. Find out which ones they took. Find out which ones that they agreed on to pass on to the regional. You're gonna want to follow up on this. It's gonna take just a little bit of your time, but I think it's pretty important. You know, especially people who are looking forward to retiring. There's some issues that need to resolve with the retirement packages, and the language around that. And I think this would be a good time. An excellent opportunity for people to articulate this, the language on these resolutions for bargaining, which would be an opportunity for you to go out there. But then you're going to have to follow up on it and ask, you know, where do these resolutions go? You know, because they will read these out. They'll figure out which ones they're going to handpick out of there. and they'll tell you, you know, this is the ones that we want to move forward on. You know, and just raise your hand up at the appropriate time of that meeting and say, well, where's my this time I on the bottom of this page it's our chairman and our president. So either one of their reports or when they're talking about this, that'd be the time of the discussion to raise your hand and stand up and ask the questions about your resolutions. And ask them publicly, why would you not accept that resolution? This is an opportunity for you to hold your elected officials responsible. This is an important time. Because like I said, this is what they're going to be taking down to Detroit to negotiate. And we already know, we talked about that, 6 weeks ago we talked about, four weeks ago we talked about that. I read that article from the paper that they admitted that they're already in negotiations. Remember that?
Yes.
And they wanted to talk to the spokesperson for the UAW, and they had no comment. So sometimes not saying anything says a lot. Just saying.
And that's true. And that is true.
So, kind of crazy. There's a lot of things. I'm sure there's things I'm missing. You know, if we're missing things, folks, you need to, you know, contact us. And let me know what's going on. Let us know what's going on. You know, type in a question to Workers, Workplaces, and Unions, you know, and I'm sure Mr. Benjamin would probably answer that for you. I'm just saying, there's a lot of things. This is important, and if I'm missing something, ask a question. And
you're sick, answer it. You know, on Facebook site, absolutely. I tell people that every Sunday. You tell them you got a question, put it out there on that Facebook site.
Right. So, we'll get out there and hit her, get her, and go, you know. And hold these guys accountable, put their feet to the fire. I think there's some very big issues out there. You know, I know it sounds ridiculous that I would write something so open-ended. And I will write one like that. It will be open-ended like that. But it's for a reason. It lets them know that, hey, I haven't forgotten what was lost in the last 30 years. You know, Dick Danjen told us it was 1979 was the most labor-rich contract ever negotiated in the United States. Well, you're making more money than what you were then.
Just don't know how to
get good parts in to build the vehicles not anymore, I guess. I don't know.
I don't either. I don't understand. You put a beautiful truck out there and it seems like they put junk in them. You know, wherever they can get it, the cheapest price. And it doesn't make sense.
Right. So, you know, these guys are always watching what the competitor's doing. So they say, man, if General Motors is getting them for this price, maybe we should go get them at that place too, and they, you know, save an extra penny or two also.
And they
that's
do.
What happens.
And they do. And
they do. And then now you got a little airbags, for example. Now you've got, you know, what, 9 or 10 different manufacturers all pulled into the same thing now. Well, you get what you buy. You get what you pay for. You really do. Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time.
Most of the time I say, I can't speak for the retiree, but I look at the active worker and what we're paying out per month, and what's happening to us with these contracts, and I sure don't feel like I'm getting what I'm paid for, because when I go to that constitution and I look at what they're supposed to be doing for us, what the articles say that they're supposed to do for us, I'm left wanting, for better lack of words.
Right.
Retirees.
And then the more screwed up these contracts, you know, you get the some people up on stage telling you how good this contract is, and they read this and this and this. It's like 4 or 5 pages. And
right.
And on the flip side, you don't see that side of it. They don't tell you what your contract is. And you lose a ton of money. If they offer money, trust me, you're going to lose 3 to 4 times more of that.
Right.
We have. We know that. By God, you can't find nobody to tell you they voted no. I voted yes for that contract. Oh, no, I never would have done that. I haven't voted yes on a contract since I hired in. Sure.
Right. Well, I'll try to find out what's going on. You know, this week I'll try to do a little more investigating, see what's going on. I don't foresee anything, you know, on the horizon that's going to be too bad. Let's see if I can get some more information on me, what's going on down there at Volkswagen, and see if we can get a follow-up story on this Nissan thing, and try to put a ear out for some resolutions. Like I said, I know that people from Ford and Chrysler have also talked about resolutions on multiple Facebook pages, and maybe go look at some of those and see what how they're articulating their language on that resolution.
We can find out how many unions are going to cover Chattanooga. I'd like to know how many unions are buying or going to get a shot at this. The way I read it, it's UAW and some other unions. Now, how in the hell is that work? Or did I read that wrong?
No, I think you read that right. And I think what happens is, let's say Teamsters come in and showed some interest and wanted to, just for argument's sake, Teamsters wanted to come in and say, well, we want to try to organize here. Yeah, I believe, if I remember how Dick was talking about that, that if any other union came in there and wanted to try to organize, that would do away with the year wait for the UAW to come back in and give them the shot to come back in and do that again. So, you know, maybe if I was Dennis Williams, I'd call Jimmy Hoffa Jr. And this is just a scenario, folks. This isn't what happened. I'm just making this up. Not being facetious, but I'm just saying this is all being just made up. But what if, you know, one person called another person, one president from a union called another union president and said, hey, do me a favor, go over there and try to organize this plant. I can come back in here sooner. I mean, I'm sure that could happen.
Sounds like that's what's going to happen.
You know, I mean, we live in an age when the truth and reality are scoffed at, and, you know, lies are king around here, you know? So.
Oh, that's true.
But other than that, I don't have anything else this week tonight.
Neither do I. Don't either. I hope everybody had a safe hunting trip. I don't know if T-Bones went hunting or not, but if you did, I hope you got got a big one.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I apologize. I forgot. It was the opening weekend. Heard shots around the house. Not many, but I've heard a few. So if you didn't get out this opening weekend, you've got what? You got next weekend, of course. But then again, then you'll have that 4-day holiday to finish off the season, right?
Right. Right.
Thanksgiving. I remember that's what we used to do. Is we get together with some family members, and there'd be a few of us to go out for at least one day off them 4 days, and go hit it real hard. You know, one last hoorah.
One last hoorah. That'll work.
Yeah, we used to have more fun than getting anything, so that's all that mattered, I guess.
Isn't it amazing? It's November, middle of November. It's just opening up.
I don't know about you, but we woke up to snow-covered roads this morning.
Gee, I don't know if we did or not.
We did. They even had salt trucks out at the intersections this morning. Yes, it's November. We're quickly heading in. In 2 weeks is going to be Thanksgiving. By the way, we might want to think about whether we're going to have a show on Thanksgiving or not. We'll talk about that, I guess, through the week.
Thanksgiving weekend. Wow, that'll be up to you.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks away. We got December. And then, folks, you're 9 months away from voting on a new contract.
Yeah.
So, like, you say it's November. Yeah, I can't believe it's November either, but you know what? And, in 10 months, we're going to be voting on a new contract. Where did the year go already, right? Yeah, well, this next one's going to go even faster.
Yeah, it will, because the contract will be top of the plant all over the United States. And I hope everything goes well. But it's hard to say. But we do. Hold on. And it's really not.
What's that?
Okay. I got one. Hello, UAW. I'm starting my own show and have listened to you for 4 weeks. I belong to the Teamsters and did a lot of asking and listening before I decided to start my own show. I'm trying to get advertisements to help pay for this. And I was told not to sign up for the BTR ad program. Donnie, can I get with you and show me the ropes on... I don't even know the ropes. Are you kidding? But I'll help you any way I can. Anyway, show me the ropes on what I might need. If I can get... I think you say if I can help just one person with my show, it will be well worth it. And that's Chad Wilson, Kingston. So, I don't know. A BTR advertisement, no, I don't. I'm not into that. But you might be,
Sure. Just have him contact you at your email address.
Faxer first, Faxer. Well, he already got mine. That's an email. Everybody else. That's Faxer, FAXER1ST at AOL.com is the email. If you have questions you would like to ask, somebody knows a hell of a lot more than me, like Scott, I would go to his Facebook page. Is that what it's called, Facebook page?
Right. Workers, workplaces, and unions.
I can do it. I was going to get to it. Really?
Oh, okay.
But go there. If you need a... if it's something they have to look into, Scott can pull some strings and get you an answer by Sunday.
I'll try my best.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. And there's other people on the site that will help you, too, if they know the answer. So,
yep.
That's the place to send you emails of whatever the hell you do. Join and ask Scott. And if Scott can't answer in the time you need, maybe somebody else can.
Right.
That'll do it, right? That'll work. That'll work. I went over. You got a Saturday, buddy?
What's that?
You have to work this weekend?
Not that I'm aware of. They didn't add a day.
Wow, that's
the
nice.
First. They didn't add the 8th to the 15th or the 22nd. So we'll see what happens.
Boys must be wore out. Maybe they're giving you a break.
Yeah, I don't know if it's wore out or there's something else that's coming
something
that way. You never know. We got holiday. We got dates, and I think we have 2 Saturdays scheduled in December. So it's coming. There's more coming.
Yeah, there's coming.
So enjoy
your
time off.
I want you to make sure you buy me a good Christmas present since you have all this extra overtime.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'll get you a new earbud. I'll get you a shaped microphone. How's that?
I need you one. All right. Are you wore out? You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm going to just kind of try to chill before I go. And like I said, I've been doing wood all day, and I'm tired. I'm going to just sit down and just kind of relax before I go in. Because,
yeah.
You know, it's Monday. You know how Mondays are. Mondays and Fridays, they haven't changed.
They still have changed. You work all night, probably have a shift too while you're at it.
There you go.
There you go. All right, everybody. Anything else, Scott?
I think that's it. I mean, you know how to contact us. We've all given you enough information how to do that. We'd love to hear from you, and nothing else. I guess I'd just tell everybody to have a safe week, and be careful at work.
Yeah, be careful at work. T-Bones, Thundercracker, and Miss Jean, and Jess, and Cindy. You all have a great week, and we'll see you next, when will we
Sunday.
See you? On next day. Where you? I'll get it. I'm tired.
24th. 23rd. 24th. One of those days.
Next Sunday, anyway. Good night, everybody.
There you go. Good night.